I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese. And before this, just in from the WMAL newsroom, St. Mary's County has gone from a two-hour delayed opening to closed today. So the schools in St. Mary's County have gone from a two-hour delayed opening to closed. So that just in.
Well, on that very subject, let's talk to Jeff Plattenberg. He's an assistant superintendent. He's from the Department of Facilities and Transportation Service for Fairfax County Public Schools. Jeff, good morning. Good to have you here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. Good to be with you.
Nice to chat. Let's talk about Fairfax County Public Schools. First of all, you're on a two-hour delay this morning. Tell us about what led you to that decision.
That's correct. Well, you know, each weather event is unique, as your latest updates kind of reflect. And we have to take into consideration, really, the latest information that we provide, not only are provided from the National Weather Service, but also from a number of different sources, from the Virginia Department of Transportation. We speak with our county partners and our police department and so forth. And all of that really kind of goes into the determination, the consideration of what we're going to do and what it seems that we're going to be looking at.
Now, who's actually involved? Who makes the decision? Who pulls the trigger on this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, on a typical day, which there is never one in terms of this time of year and the weather, what happens is there's usually a Council of Governments call, and sometimes that's at 3 a.m. in the morning. And generally on those discussions, the National Weather Service briefs the whole capital region, everybody from VDOT, DDOT, MDOT, all the dots, and all the rails, VRE, MARC, et cetera, and all the local governments and the police departments and so forth, emergency management folks. And then really people look to see what OPM, the Office of Personnel Management for the federal government, is doing. Then they ask us what our consideration is. We generally have about 8 to 10 people that go out and are physically on the roads, not only looking at the road conditions, but also looking how our students can traverse on the way to school. You know, we have 137,000 eligible bus riders. We have approximately 43,000 students who walk to school.
Right.
And countless number of high school students. But anyway, they look at all those different elements. And then we end up having a conversation a little bit later on after I get briefed from all those folks with Dr. Brabrand and the executive chiefs for Fairfax County Public School, and everybody kind of weighs in on their thoughts and their feelings. And then we come up with a general consensus about what is in the best interest for the safety of our children.
So a lot of early morning conferencing on these weather days. I want to play for you a little bit of what Fox host Laura Ingraham said on Friday. She was critical of Fairfax County Schools in particular. I want you to hear this.
Now, look, I'm not going to claim that I walked to school uphill 10 miles each way in a blizzard. No, I didn't. But somehow we managed to get through these weather events without collapsing or stocking up with 100 rolls of toilet paper, okay? We managed to figure it out. Today, in the Washington, D.C. area, Fairfax County, D.C., school was either delayed 2 hours or it was canceled for the second straight day. And why is this? This is what the cyclone bomb effects look like in the D.C. area. Look at that. The grass isn't even covered with snow.
Yeah, so her criticism is like one that I've heard quite a bit, which is basically parents saying, look, I didn't ever have to deal with this when I was a kid. Why are they closing school when it's not actually a snow day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's easier to always look back and be the critic after the event. In fact, I'm my own worst critic on many of these determinations. But when you're making the determination in the early mornings at times or in the evening before, we've got to make that call before 5:30 a.m. We try to get it by 4:30 because we've got our bus drivers who are already out on their way to get the buses started and so forth. Keep in mind, if you take into the context of what had been going on during that week, we had an extended period of extremely cold weather days. So we had more challenges than just the amount of snow that didn't form. But, you know, honestly, we take all that criticism as positive, constructive criticism, and we consider each of those elements when we take those conversations into the morning hours. We talk with each other about what happened last time, and we try to learn from those. We do our own 360 reviews and try to improve along the way.
The day after the bombogenesis, the bomb cyclone that really didn't drop a lot of snow in our area, were the schools closed because it was cold? I mean, it was extremely cold. Was that part of it? It's just cold and the kids shouldn't be out in it.
Well, absolutely. You know, you heard the stats that I gave you about 43,000 walkers, right? And people say, how cold is too cold? Well, when there was a wind chill advisory, which was issued by the National Weather Service for that one in particular, we have students that walk up to a mile at the secondary level to school, and at the elementary level, and up to a mile and a half at the secondary level. So when you have students that are walking outside, you know, they recommend not to be out more than 15 minutes before any kind of adverse impact could be on a child. I'm always going to err on the side of caution for a student. And I know it's an inconvenience for our communities and an inconvenience for our parents. It's certainly an inconvenience for me because people do give me that constructive feedback, especially this time of year.
Can you talk about, you know, I can't help but think, in a town full of lawyers, if you're the public school system, you close when anybody has any risk of slipping and falling. You know what I mean? Are you concerned about, like, the litigation assessment here?
Honestly, I only worry about the safety of students and our staff. And, you know, I look at the community at large. I really, you know, there are legal people that are made to worry about those kind of considerations.
Right.
But I have to tell you, every time we have our conversations, it's always about the safety of our students.
Can you talk about the reaction that you get on this? I'm curious how much the school board and the superintendent and the assistant superintendents hear from the parents and the community when they make these types of decisions.
Well, I could use a lot more loving, as I usually say to folks this time of year, but it's one of those things. I do get a lot of constructive feedback. Like I said, there was January 6, 2015, there was a call that was made, and it was really an unfortunate incident. It was a wrong call, absolutely incorrect. And I had over 600 emails that day, and I had over 130 telephone calls that I returned later on into the evening. And believe me, when somebody is talking to me about their student, their son, their daughter, or as an employee, and they're giving me that kind of feedback, that's the best information I can possibly get moving forward. And believe me, our community is very active in our schools, and we praise that. So their feedback is constructive, and we learn from it.
Yeah, I just think you're in a no-win situation. If you close the schools, there's going to be parents who are mad at you. And if you don't close the schools, there's going to be parents who are mad at you. So you're in a no-win situation, and I do not envy you having to do this job. I truly don't, because I can't even imagine what it is like, because you'll get one call with somebody mad, and you get the next call with somebody who's happy. So
it's kind of nice when you get one compliment. But again, you know, it's not about me.
All right. Well, Jeff Plattenberg from Fairfax County Public Schools, thank you very much. Really appreciate your insight this morning and for your patience as you deal with all the incoming on this.
Thank you so much, Vincent Mary. You all have a good day.
Nice to have you. Now, what is your impression? What is your impression, not only of Fairfax County Public Schools, but no matter where you are? By the way, Charles County Public Schools now closed. That's a late-breaking change here. Charles County Public Schools now closed today.